The study released by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation out of the University of Washington studied obesity and activity levels for 8 years between the years 2001 and 2008 nationwide. Men in Summit County were the second most physically active in the country, with just more than 73% reporting that they get as much as 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous activity every week. In Wasatch County, men ranked sixth in the country, with nearly 72% reporting sufficient exercise. Rebecca Fronberg, manager of the EPIC program for the Utah Department of Health, says Summit County women slipped a bit and finished in sixth place, with nearly 70% saying they exercise enough. Fronberg says given Summit County's interest in outdoor activity, the results aren't too surprising.
Summit County just provides a lot of opportunities for physical activity, and people that live in the areas where there's a nice built environment that encourages them to take advantage of that are able to go out and do more things in a physically active way.
While we're more physically active than most of the country, Summit County's obesity rates are at 20% for women and more than 22% for men.
The country as a whole has really gone up in that over the years, especially since 1980. We've seen a gradual increase in that. So obesity is what they're looking at is the BMI, which is the body mass index, which is based on height and weight. So it's not a perfect measure, but anybody that has a rate over 25% is considered overweight, and over 30% is considered obese. Those are where those numbers come from.
Even though we're moving more, Fronberg says the obesity rates are still climbing.
The problem is that there's so many things that have intertwined to create this. And I don't know if you are familiar with or have seen, there was a HBO documentary that was released May of 2012 called The Weight of the Nation. And that's available online for anyone who would like to watch that at theweightofthenation.hbo.com, and it's live streaming. It's a fairly long documentary. It has four segments, each are a little over an hour, but very much worth watching. It shows how commodity crops, engineering physical activity out of our lifestyle, mass media that has promoted unhealthy products, just lots of different factors have come together to create this problem.
The data from the study, she says, is important to help the state be more effective in its efforts to keep people healthy.
One of the things that we've been trying to do is to create more opportunities for a built environment that makes physical activity easy for people. In fact, our motto for our program is making the healthy choice the easy choice. And if we can create an environment where it's easy to go ride your bike, or it's easy to go for a walk, or it's easy to make a healthy choice on a menu of a restaurant, then more people will be likely to do that.
But she says the state can't compete with the large advertising budgets of those companies pushing the junk food.
The sad thing is that we don't have the same kind of money that the people that market unhealthy foods have. So you can imagine if you're being exposed to messages all the time about, you know, how great it is to drink a sugar-sweetened beverage, or how it's going to make you feel to eat this wonderful hamburger, or all the different things that are available out there. It's very hard to combat that with ads about baby carrots or ads about broccoli or things like that, and it's just so much easier for people to grab fast food than to take some time to prepare a nutritious meal. And I think people want to be healthy. I think there's just still, and among some, a real lack of education about what is healthy. Twinkies come back was quite disheartening for me.
Rebecca Fronberg is with the Utah Department of Health. For more information, you can go online to choosehealth.utah.gov. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.